نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are taking our inspiration from various sermons to understand how Islamic governance looks, what are its most important pillars, and what makes up the corpus of the system in Islamic governance. And we are presently looking and going through the sermon of Sheikh Shaqiyya, which is one of the very important sermons in Nahjul Balagha, a very powerful sermon that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave when he was chosen, or rather when people, people came around him, people forced him, people kind of, showed their desperation to him that he should be the leader of the Muslim Ummah. And we explained that Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other leaders who are before him and after him in the Muslim Ummah, of course after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these were different, and their difference was not because of some personal petty issues, but rather because of the purpose, then the direction that the other individuals wanted to take in their leadership, while Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had a completely different understanding and view on how to take the governance. And what is important is that we need to try and understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind, in the form of the direction that the government has to take.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he clearly states various reasons behind leadership, behind accepting this leadership. Though if you look at the type of oppression that Imam Ali alayhi salam underwent, that for 25 years he didn't have any position, any political position in the governments, in the Islamic governance, and he was just like a normal citizen, despite the fact that he was a very powerful person and very influential person in Islam, and of course he was one of the youngest students, special students of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a very young age, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam basically trained him. And he was the one who spent most of his youth learning from the Prophet. And of course, in terms of knowledge, in terms of strength, in terms of belief, in terms of everything, both the sects, the Sunnis and the Shias, attest to the greatness of Imam Ali alayhi salam in all of these senses. So we notice, but in these 25 years, the page of governance was scribbled by people who destroyed kind of the whole system, who changed the purpose, who changed the direction of where Islam has to go. And Imam Ali alayhi salam now had to take over a system that had now many issues. He had to round up so many, miscalculations, discrepancies, so many mistakes of the previous rulers. And this was an issue. And yet Imam Ali alayhi salam would have easily denied this, seeing that this is not what he deserved as leadership. But he took it. He took it as a responsibility. He accepted it. He would rather have said, okay, since they have destroyed it to this degree and they've destroyed the name of Islamic governance to this degree, then let those other individuals who claim to have leadership, let them take it. People like Talha and Zubair and people like Abdullah bin Umar, let them take over the leadership. He would have said, let them go on, and he would have put himself aside. But it was that sense of duty that despite the destruction and the corruption that had occurred within that period, he was ready to take up this heavy, heavy responsibility and kind of change the situation and, turn the pages of history and kind of, renew that system into a more beautiful system.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam was very clear that his purpose in leadership was not power. Power and authority and control, these were not things that were, in the least a cause of attraction for him. In the least a cause of inclination for him. They did not show this power and this, authority and having a position. These did not, be a source of attraction. They were not beautiful for him. What was beautiful for him is servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though taking over the Muslim community at that time with millions of citizens from East and West was something coveted by a large amount of people, but that was not important for him. The world, this power, forget about this power, the whole world and what was inside it was very, very valueless for him. It did not have value, it did not carry weight for him, because he was looking at another direction. He was completely, engrossed in another purpose, in a more divine, absorption. That divine absorption was so powerful that these other things were not very much, beautiful, not very much attractive, were not even appealing to him. This is when a person, gives his heart in Allah's love. When a person becomes like that, مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, the one who sells himself completely, he now sees no will of his own and no pleasure of his own and only Allah's pleasure, then these small petty things do not carry any importance. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us follow the footsteps of this great man. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه